وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower his choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Those who have been given the scriptures recognize the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just as they recognize their very own sons. Without doubt, there exists amongst them a group who knowingly conceal the truth. The truth is from your Lord, so never be amongst those who are doubtful. The people of the book recognize the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they conceal the truth. This verse further discloses the obstinacy and rebelliousness of the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book. Not only did they display these characteristics with regard to the change of Qibla, but based purely upon their stubborn attitude, they even rejected the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They read in the divine books concerning the noble traits of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his imminent advent. In this way, they were very starkly recognized the features of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They realized that he was indeed a prophet of Allah, just as they knew who their children were. They had no doubts regarding the issue. So a former Jewish scholar, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala an, recognized the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the messenger of Allah the very first time he set eyes on the noble countenance. Upon accepting Islam, he mentioned that he was more convinced about the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than he was about his own children. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala questioned his reason for this, he replied, "With conviction, I can testify that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a messenger of Allah, whereas I cannot do the same with regard to my children. One cannot say that women do in the what women do in the absence of their husbands. It is just possible that my wife had been unfaithful, and those I call my children are in reality someone else's." Mention is then made of the group who conceal the truth, even though they know it is the truth. They also know very well that they are hiding it from others and realize its serious consequences and resultant punishment from Allah. The truth is from your Lord, so never be amongst those who are doubtful. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani writes that this verse serves to explain that the truth is absolutely clear and established. None can doubt it at all. Even though the verse is phrased as a command, it is actually a statement to the effect that none can doubt the truth from Allah. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And every group has a direction towards which they turn. So hasten towards good actions. Wherever you may be, Allah shall collect you all together. Surely Allah is capable of everything. So the Qibla of every group is different. The verse explains that every denomination, group and religion always had and will always have their own directions to face in their respective forms of worship. This is irrespective of whether their directions were fixed by themselves or they were ordained by Allah. The fact that the Qibla of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was different from that of anyone else should therefore not be a cause of surprise and objection. Another interpretation of the verse is that even from amongst the Muslims, the people of every town and country will face a different direction depending on their geographical positions, since the Qibla is a fixed cardinal point. Consequently, people will be facing the Qibla from every direction, some from an easterly direction, some westerly, some southerly, some northerly. So hasten to good actions, that is, to all such deeds wherein lies the good fortune of both worlds. The order to face the Kaaba should be eagerly implemented, just as the rest of all of Allah's commands. Certain commentators have interpreted good actions to mean salah. Therefore, when the prescribed time for salah begins, a person should swiftly commence preparing. Wherever you may be, Allah shall collect you all together. Surely Allah is capable of everything. Wherever in the world people may be, Allah will gather them together for retribution. Rewards will be accorded for good deeds, and the wrongdoers will be punished. Therefore, a person should exploit every opportunity and should not be unmindful of the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of everything, giving life, death, raising the dead, and giving retribution. And every group has a direction towards which they face. So hasten towards good actions. This verse makes reference to the fact that a Muslim should not involve himself in futile debates. Since it has been brought to light that the people of the book will not face towards the Kaaba, neither will the Muslims turn towards the Qibla of the people of the book, the Ahl al-Kitab, further deliberation upon the matter is futile and a waste of time. All such discussions should be avoided, and one should involve oneself in good actions which may earn reward in the hereafter. It is also learned from this verse that when the opportunity presents itself to do good actions, a person should not delay in its performance. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَاخْشَوْنِي وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And wherever you may go, turn your face to the direction of the holy mosque. And most assuredly, this is the truth from your Lord. Allah is not unmindful of what you do. And wherever you may go, turn your face to the direction of the holy mosque. Wherever you may be stationed, turn your faces towards it, so that people may not entertain an argument against you, except those who oppress. So do not fear them, but fear me, that I may fulfill my favor upon you, and you be rightly guided. Now facing towards the Masjid al-Haram, wherever a person may be. The verse opens by explaining that wherever a person travels, he should turn towards the Masjid al-Haram in Salah. This instruction is from Allah, who is cognizant of every action. Thereafter, Allah repeats the instruction addressing the Muslims in general to face towards the Masjid al-Haram in Salah, wherever they may be. From the verse, "Verily, we see you frequently lifting your gaze towards the heaven," up to the current verse under discussion, the instruction to turn your face towards the direction of the sacred mosque, the masjid, is repeated thrice. The command of wherever you may be, turn your faces towards it, recurs twice. This repetition is due to the fact that the change of Qibla was a highly controversial issue, causing much commotion, due to which some weak Muslims even turned apostate. Therefore, the command to face the Masjid al-Haram had to be emphasized. This emphasis is also highlighted by the frequent mention of statements like, "Verily, this is the truth from your Lord." So some commentators have stated that the repetition refers to the facing towards the Masjid al-Haram while at home or during a journey. The verse, "Wherever you may go," is repeated so that it may be clear that one should face towards the Masjid al-Haram irrespective of the journey being near or distant, eastward, westwards, northwards, or southwards. In all situations, a person should only face towards the Masjid al-Haram when performing salah. With the change of Qibla, the argument of the Jews was expelled, so that the people may not entertain an argument against you. The commentator Allama Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi writes that this verse provides a reason for the verse, "So turn your faces towards it." This means that after the change of Qibla, the Jews could no longer entertain the argument that their scriptures mention that the final prophet will face towards the Kaaba. Why does the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam face Baytul Muqaddas? Another argument of theirs was that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not conform to their religion, yet he faced their Qibla. Both these arguments were put to an end when the Kaaba was made the Qibla of all Muslims. In a like manner, the complaint of the idolaters was also appeased. They often question that if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam claimed to follow Ibrahim alayhi salam, why was he not facing Qibla of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? Therefore, the word "people" in the above verse refers to both the Jews and the idolaters, except those who oppress. With the establishment of the Kaaba as Qibla, the objections raised were all answered. Only those who were obstinate and oppressive were not satisfied, since they were not prepared to accept the truth. An example were those stubborn Jews who said that the Kaaba was merely chosen because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was inclined towards the belief of his people, the Arabs, and due to his love for his birthplace. Some said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reverted to the Qibla of his forefathers, but will soon turn back to Baitul Muqaddas. The tongues of such obstinate people can never be harnessed because they keep creating counter objections. So do not fear them, but fear me. That is, the order to face the Kaaba should be enacted, and no attention should be given to the obstinate ones who merely raise futile objections. They should not be feared, since their mockery cannot harm one in any way. Only Allah should be feared, whose commands should not be contradicted, that I may fulfill my favor upon you and you be rightly guided. That is, I have instructed you so that I may complete my bounties upon you and that I may keep you steadfast upon the true guidance. This is the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast. And as we face the direction of the Kaaba in our Qibla must also be towards Allah, you know, the creator of the Baytullah. And inshallah, Al-Aziz, create an awareness of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.